PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey Beavis with PR Web Podcast, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by Robert Brenton. He is the president of the Cactus League Association. Robert, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about the Cactus League Association and what you offer there?
Well, the Cactus League Association is a group that was formed to make sure that spring training remains strong in Arizona. There was a threat of it going to Florida, to Las Vegas, to Texas, and so we formed a group to make sure we kept Cactus League here, and since that time we've gone from 7 teams, we're now at 14 teams this year, and the Cincinnati Reds will join next year, making it 15 teams in the Cactus League.
And you're here today to announce that the Cactus League spring training is returning to sunny Arizona this spring. Please tell me more about this.
Well, I like that you say sunny Arizona. It is. We have very few rainouts, and so it's a great situation to have spring training. We're going to have 245 games over a five-week period. That's up from 177 games last year over a four-week period.
That's great. And so can you highlight some of the different teams that will be playing in the area during this springtime?
Sure. The leaders in terms of attendance are the Chicago Cubs and have been nationwide in both the Grapefruit League and Cactus League. The Cubs have always led in attendance. However, this year they're joined by the Los Angeles Dodgers, moving from Florida to Arizona into a new 13,000-seat stadium that they will share with the Chicago White Sox. So there could be a little bit of attendance battle going on there. We will probably see a little bit of a downturn in the per-game attendance because of the economy, but total, we should have somewhere between 1.4 million fans and 1.5 million fans attending the games this year, setting a new record. Other teams that are playing here include the Cleveland Indians that are returning back this year. They were one of the original teams that came in 1947. Other teams, obviously the West Coast teams, the Angels and the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants and the Seattle Mariners and then the Milwaukee Brewers. And, you know, there's just a whole group of these 15 teams that have been here and continue to grow in Arizona.
Great. And what are some of the local activities visitors will be able to enjoy in between these games?
Yeah, the average fan comes and stays for about a week. They attend 3 to 4 games during that time. The rest of the time, normal things that everyone do, they go shopping, they go sightseeing. A lot of golf is played, again, because of the sunny skies, and so rounds of golf are enjoyed. Sightseeing, going up to Sedona, very popular. Going into the south, into Nogales is popular. Going up to the Grand Canyon. So people do a lot of activities and sightsee while they're here taking advantage of the great weather.
Definitely. And so for those who would like to learn more, can you please share a website address and any other contact information?
Sure. For Cactus League and especially Cactus League games, ticket information, etc., you can go to cactusleague.com, which will have links for all of the different ticket sites to purchase tickets. Spring training starts tomorrow, February 25th, and goes through April 2nd as the last game. And for more information, also in there are some links to Phoenix and the Office of Tourism for other information on what to do. Also, visit mesa.com is a website that has a great deal of information as well as more Cactus League information on the site.
Okay, great. I've been speaking today with Robert Brenton, president of the Cactus League Association. Robert, thank you so much for joining me on PR Web Podcast today. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to doing so again very soon.
Thank you for having me, and come out and watch some spring training.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.